I'm Shanti. 12th October 2019, Saturday. This is from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, by receiving one glance from the Father, human beings of the whole world can go beyond. This is why it is said that the soul goes beyond with a glance. Sweet children, by receiving one glance from the Father, human beings of the whole world can go beyond. This is why it is said that the soul goes beyond with a glance. Actually, the Hindi word that has been used for this is little different. Known as Nihal. I many times wonder why this translation has been made. To go beyond with a glance. Actually, the real phrase in Hindi is to become Nihal by glance, nazar. But in all English translation, they have used this phrase to go beyond. Actually, the word Nihal in Hindi has got five meanings. So Baba is saying, when you receive drishti, one glance from the Father, what happens? The whole world goes beyond. That is, the whole world becomes what is known as Nihal. This is why it is said that soul goes beyond with a glance. Nazar se nihal. Nazar means glance, drishti, vision. This is a very meaningful word, nihal. And as I said, it has got certain different meanings in Hindi. The first meaning of the word nihal is to become blessed. Somebody who has become Nihal means he has become blessed. When a guru blesses his disciple through whatever means, that disciple is said to have become Nihal. So that's the first meaning of the word Nihal, means to get blessed by somebody, by God or some higher spiritual figure. And the way of blessing could be different. It may not be according to your taste, but it would be different. You can just take one example from history. In Bible, it is shown that one lady, Mary, she comes to Jesus and says, "My brother Lazarus is dead. You could have helped him. If you had been here, he would have lived. But you were not here." So Jesus says, "Take me to the Lazarus. Lazarus is dead 3 days back." So Jesus goes, stands in front of the cave and shouts, "Lazarus, come out." And the Lazarus, who is already dead, kept there, dressed in white, comes out walking. So that's why he says that he is the one, Messiah is the one who makes the dead rise. So that's the blessing shown by Jesus Christ, that somebody who is dead, he makes him come alive. Now come to another example. There's one lady who had only singles, who had one son, and he has died. She goes to Lord Buddha and she tells him, "My son is dead. Please help. I have heard that you can make him alive." But Buddha says, I can definitely do that, but first bring mustard seeds from that place, from that house where not a single person is dead. So she is overjoyed. And that's the place where mustard are grown everywhere. So she starts visiting one house after another. And she asks, do you have mustard seeds? Everybody says, yes, we have. But then there's one condition. I want only from that house where not a single person is dead. So everybody says, it's not possible because somebody is already dead in our house. So she comes back in the evening and says, I have visited everybody. You have played a trick upon me. In every house somebody has died. Buddha says the same thing. That's what I want to explain you. There's not a single house where somebody is not dead. Now this is the way Buddha showed his blessing, poured his blessing upon that woman. If somebody, follower of Christ, comes and he will say, oh, you are not God. You could have acted like Christ. Then only we will call you God. Otherwise, no. But if the follower of Buddha goes to Jesus and sees that Lazarus is becoming alive, he will say, no, you are not an enlightened being. Why you are creating such miracles and interfering in the God's work? So, Eastern and Western, this is the way that he showed blessing, and this is the way that he showed his blessing. He showered his blessing. There are two different ways. So, masters across the world have showered blessings upon their followers, disciples, lovers, or devotees. But their ways were different. You cannot compare Christ with Buddha. You cannot compare Muhammad with Guru Nanak. You cannot compare Shankaracharya with any other person. They were unique actors of this drama. So, the first meaning of the word Nihal means to bless somebody. Kripa, some compassion shown by the spiritual master. Then you become Nihal. The second meaning of the word Nihal is blissful. Because you have been blessed, that's why you have become happy, blissful, overjoyed, overwhelmed with emotions. So to become Nihal means God makes us blissful, happy, joyful, overjoyed. The stage of rapture, ecstasy, or in spiritual language, they use one more word, transport. Transport. Transport means extreme happiness. He is thrown into the stage of transport, ecstasy, rapture. So this stage of transport, beatitude, the stage of eternal bliss, is the second meaning of the word Nihal. Nihal means to become blissful. So when Baba comes, he blesses the whole world and he makes the whole world blissful. That's what is known as Nazar Se Nihal. With his vision, with his drishti, with his nazar, with his eyes, he just blesses everyone. That's the second meaning. The third meaning of the word Nihal is to become rich, malamal. Somebody who just makes you rich, fulfill, just with his vision. You take drishti from that person and you feel as if I am full to the core. To become rich with spiritual treasures. To become rich with invisible treasures. To become spiritual, to attain spiritual wealth is to become Nihal. So Nihal means to become spiritually wealthy, rich. At present the world is suffering from spiritual poverty. There are spiritual paupers everywhere. God comes and makes us spiritually rich because He fulfills the thirst of the soul, which is for the eternal and which remains unfulfilled with the things, the ephemeral things of the world, the short-lasting things of the world. The fourth meaning of the word Nihal is contented, tript. You become satisfied. And the thirst of the soul is for the infinite. Nothing finite can ever quench the thirst of the soul. The soul thirsts for the infinite. So that infinite alone can fulfill. So to become Nihal means to become tript, to become santushed, to become contented, to become satisfied. At present the soul is disgruntled, absolutely dissatisfied with everything which is around, with people, with things, with persons, with jobs, with places, with the riches, with the paraphernalia of science and everything. It's only and only when Baba blesses that the soul becomes contented. And what could be the last meaning of the word Nihal? Anyone? There's one more meaning of the word Nihal. Nihal. Nazar se Nihal. All desires fulfill. Desire means all desires fulfilled. In Hindi it is known as Purna Kaam. All desires of the souls are fulfilled. That is the meaning of the word Nihal. So Baba comes and makes us Nihal by His glance, which means He comes and blesses us, but His ways of blessings are different. He comes and makes us blissful. Probably we feel joyful at certain things in life, but that's not the real joy. Baba teaches us what is real joy, what is real happiness. He makes us rich, frees us from that stage of begging. In fact, soul is an eternal beggar. For half the cycle, the soul has been begging. Begging for what? Begging for what? So many things. It's begging. Soul has become beggar. It wants something. It wants love. It wants care. It wants attention. It wants praise. It wants love. It wants power. It wants peace. It wants happiness. It wants sympathy. It wants hospitality. It wants praise. It wants respect. It wants power, support, empathy. It wants so many things. Sakash. The soul is an eternal beggar. It's always in the stage of, in the asking mode, in the begging mode. Baba has come and shifted it from begging mode to donor mode. So we never ask all these things. These are not the things to be asked for. Money, things. We ask for things. If you see something good with others, the first thought is, do you have an extra? That's the thing. So soul has become an eternal beggar. So Nihal, third meaning of the Nihal is to become rich. So God makes us rich and we are freed from that eternal stage of begging all the time, asking all the time, beseeching all the time, pleading all the time from all those prayers and all those supplications. So it frees the soul from that stage of bhakti. That is the meaning of the word nihal. And the fourth meaning of the word nihal is to become contented, absolutely satisfied. And soul remains in the stage of eternal dissatisfaction for no reason. At one particular time of year, the person is there. He doesn't have house, and he craves, and he searches, and he struggles hard to have a house of his own. And he spends next 10 years in building house. Why he wants his own house? Because he thinks that in my own house I will be happy. I will be contented. I will be at ease. I will be free from all fears and all anxieties. So he puts his soul, leaves no stone unturned to attain wealth and build his own house. So it takes 10 years and ultimately he has his own house at the end of 10 years. Why he built this house? Because he wanted to be at peace. He wanted to be free from anxiety and worries. But now these sanskars of 10 years of anxiety, fears are with him here. So he has a home, but he is also carrying the 10 years sanskars of anxiety, of fear, of insecurity. So he is again unhappy here. In fact, no thing of this world can ever make us satisfied. They can make our lives comfortable. That's another thing. But the soul remains unhappy. The real thirst of the soul is for the eternal, imperishable. Nothing of this world can make it happy unless and until it makes that internal journey of soul consciousness. And as I always say, from the periphery, the soul moves to the center. All joy is here. All happiness is here. All love is here. What's moving on the orbit, on the circumference, is unreal, superficial, artificial, short-lasting, temporary, deceptive, imaginary, illusory, having no essence, but still it keeps on moving on the circle, on the circumference of body consciousness. Thinking that when he is here, he thinks happiness is here. When he is here, he thinks the happiness is here. When he is here, he thinks the happiness is far away, somewhere here. When he is in the ocean and he finds the island and the ship is here, the ship thinks the happiness is on the island. When he reaches the island, he is again restless. He thinks the happiness is on the shore. When he is on the shore, he thinks the happiness is in the city. When he is in the city, he wants to be isolated. So he keeps on running from pillar to post. You know, in foreign countries, on weekends, to avoid the hustle and the bustle of the city, people think, let's go on the seashore. Why? To seek solitude. But the whole city is there. The whole city has come there. So while sitting there, they think that we were better at home. The story of a pilot who is in his helicopter, moving across, and there are two, the second in command, his colleague, his companion, and he, and they are moving across one village. And looking down at the village, the first pilot says, "Oh, I remember my days. This is my village. This is the lake where I used to sit in my childhood. Oh, what beautiful days were those. I used to sit here so carefree life. I miss those days. I miss my childhood. The childhood was so good. And no worries, no stress, no tension, no job, no business, no money, nothing. Just a careful, happy-go-merry life. I miss that, those days of my childhood, he says to the second in command. Looking down at his village and the lake where they used to play. But then he again remembers one more thing. That during childhood, when he used to play at this lake and he used to look up in the sky and see those helicopters and planes, he used to think that one day I have to become like this. How long I have to remain a child? What a terrible life is this of childhood. I can't do anything on my own. Everything I have to ask to seniors, my parents. I have to behave according to them. I want to get rid of this life. I want to grow up as early as possible and become a pilot and fly in the sky. So when he was a child, he used to think that when I will become a pilot. And now when he's pilot, he is missing those of days of childhood. So human beings are trapped. This is very mysterious. In English, they call it enigma. An enigma which is wrapped in mystery. So life is an enigma, conundrum, a puzzle, which is wrapped in mystery. So this is how the things go on, are going on from Copper Age. I am in this department, I feel that some other place is better. I am with this senior, I feel he is not good. Some other might be good. Let me move to that place. The grass is greener on the other side. But that sometimes is a deception. So the fourth meaning of the word Nihal is to become content. Contentment is not in outside things. It's in accepting what you have. And yet, a hope will be there for the better or the best. But yet, whatever there is in front of me, I accept that with love. I accept this thing with happiness. I don't compare. Contentment means to get rid of comparison. Contentment means, for example, there is a monkey sitting on the tree and he's talking with a fish. And he says, "You fish, small being, what is the use of your life if you cannot climb the tree? Your whole education has gone waste. Whatever degrees you are holding, graduation and post-graduation, it is useless because you don't know how to climb." And the fish goes in depression, thinking, what is the use of my life? I can just swim. Look at the monkey, how he's jumping. I want to become like him. Unless and until I climb the tree, I am not happy. So it's unhappy. Then somehow the fish meets his seniors. And he asks the seniors, what is the problem? What should I do? Seniors say, this is definitely a problem. You should go to the headquarters, means ocean. There are super seniors are there. They might guide you on this. So she travels by a river and reaches the headquarters. At headquarters you have seniors, no? They are in ocean for a long time. Even when before you are born. So those seniors of ocean, senior fish of ocean, they teach that fish, don't worry, wherever you are, that is the best place. You don't know climbing the tree, but that monkey doesn't know to swim. So somehow the fish comes back to the pond, to that lake, and one day that monkey had a fall into that lake and terribly injured. Then she understands that, okay, I am at the best place. So wherever we are, that's the best place. Whichever time we are having, that's the best time. Whatever conditions we are experiencing, that are the best situations and conditions, and whatever people we are surrounded with, they are the best people in the world. So contentment means no comparison. And the fifth meaning of the word nihal means to have all the desires fulfilled. So to have all desire fulfilled, purna kaam, that is known as to become nihal. So today's essence, sweet children, by receiving one glance from the Father, human beings of the whole world can go beyond. As I said, I don't know why they have used the word to go beyond. Probably they didn't find better word for nihal. This is why it is said that the soul goes beyond with a glance. Om Shanti.